T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Rick and John prove adulting is tough.
It's worse than we thought.
With a slice of life on Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
Let's get Mikey.
Yeah. He won't eat it. He hates everything. He likes it.
Oh, my God. One of my favorite ads from back in the day. Thank you. Me and my brother used to quote that for decades. Hey, Mikey, he likes it. I love that ad. All right. Welcome to the Slice of Life on the Midday Show with Rick and John. It's brought to you by Shane Company. Blow her mind, not your budget, with an engagement ring from Shane Co., your friend in the jewelry business. All right, John has come up with this one, and I love it. Why? What wouldn't you advertise? Where do you draw the line? Where's this one come from, John?
We were talking about the old place I worked at, and remember the group Ashley Madison, the cheating app?
Yes.
Apparently, they had at one
time. I heard about it.
They had at one time offered, like, big coin to advertise, and the place we worked at was like, nah, we're good.
That place said no?
Yeah, and we're talking about, like, mid to high six-figure advertising deal. So, like,
now they get morals?
Dude, you're talking about an app that, first of all, was phony four-fifths of the time and outed how many people that were on there trying to cheat on their significant others. So that was, I don't know what, we were talking about that in the back, and I said, that would be awesome. What would we not advertise? Like, because I've told our sales staff, I'll pimp just about anything. Now, there's certain things I obviously believe in a lot more, but there are things I'm willing to pimp. You can pimp me out there as much as you want as long as it means ducats in my pocketbook.
So I've got a list of do's and don'ts.
Mm-hmm.
Let me hit you. This is what I could not, okay, I repeat, could not endorse. Porn. Can't endorse it. Just can't. This place, my other place, would not allow it.
Probably not.
Strip clubs. Can't do it. Sorry. I'd love to. I like strip clubs. I've already kind of been told across the street, not a good idea. So I can't do
that.
So
we can't do Rick Kamla appears at insert strip club name here.
Now, if our show was at Pink Pony or wherever, well, that is what it is. But me having a separate sort of deal and arrangement with a strip club.
No Rick Kamla, Giggle Bottoms, huh?
Ain't happening. I could not, John, be a dispensary spokesman. Could not do that.
It's not legal here
right
now.
It's just too dicey. So yeah. Too dicey a topic.
Let me ask you, what if that became legal? Like, in the state of Georgia, it's 100% legal, recreational use and everything.
Well, it would,
is that different?
I don't know. It would depend on the ethical and moral compass of my bosses here and across the street. All right, I would have to say no if somebody wanted me to sponsor that whole sex robot business. I'd have to say no on that.
So you wouldn't be a tester?
No. A Speedo model? Not going to work. No. I'm 48. I got love handles. That ain't going to work. And based on my jacked up feet, because John's big with the Manny and the Petty, I could not be a Birkenstocks model.
I would actually, if there are any nail salons around here that want to advertise, Mark and I both this weekend, and we disgusted Paul and Rick by sending pictures of us getting our feet.
Why are you looking at me in there? I didn't say anything about it.
Yeah, but it's still disgusting to see pictures of Mark or I's feet. Nobody really wants
really
to see
your feet. I just saw your fat calves. And,
First of all, my calves are muscular. I'll have you know.
Big old ham hogs had to get a 2x4.
That's one of the few places on my body that I'm actually proud of. My calves, even in like 70% working capacity, are still pretty sexy, if I do say so myself.
Emo called them ham hocks. All right, this is what I would say yes to, okay? And obviously, if BMW or Mercedes-Benz or Kia came to me, that's obvious, okay? But I would say yes, John, to an adult diaper sponsorship.
You do Depends?
Yes.
Now, would you actually try to use the Depends, like, while you're at work?
I mean, if I had to put them on for the commercial that they're shooting, yeah, but I wouldn't actually use them because, of course, I'm not.
I got the squirts, boss.
Yeah, I'm not. Anyway, I would promote B.I. Poo.
Now, it's time for a Colony Square bathroom update. Day 95.
It don't back matter. To 95?
It don't matter because I got Depends on, brought to you by Rick Kamla.
So, V.I. Poo, I would sponsor that. Mm-hmm. I would sponsor products for ED. Mm-hmm. I would also sponsor.
Really?
Yeah, why not? I'd take that money all day. I don't have ED,
yeah.
But I'd take that money. Extends. Remember your
so
boy?
So, you do the Jimmy Johnson.
Jimmy
commercial.
Johnson. If it's good enough for Jimmy Johnson,
it's
good enough for me.
It's Rick Kamla for Extends.
Extends.
If you're coming up short, take this. It's gangster.
Former NASCAR driver.
She'll think it's dope.
It is.
Mark Martin used to drive the Viagra car.
There you go.
And he would do commercials for him. But if you saw the fine print at the bottom in the middle of the commercial, Mark Martin does not use Viagra.
Because he's fine on his own. Okay, three more funny ones I'm going to hit you with. I would, if KTEL came to me and they said, Kamala, we're going to pay you a hefty sum of money to promote Nickelback's greatest hits, I would do it. Beatles' greatest hits, I would do it. Bon Jovi's greatest hits, Dave Matthews Band greatest hits, all of the bands on the Creed's greatest hits. Mm-hmm. I would promote them. I would take that money and I would smile all the way to the bank.
Okay, so every man has his price.
So I would sell out on that, John. I would be a total sellout on that.
For me, it's pretty. I would not endorse a cheating app. Now that I'm a happily married man, I do have morals and ethics. As small as they are, and don't give me that look, Paul. I do have some, and I would not endorse that because you know what? You don't want to be on either side of that equation. I would not endorse anything religious or political. I don't care how much they paid me. John Michaels will not be a paid spokesperson for whoever's running for whatever party. It ain't happening because what I've realized in this business, no matter what your political or religious stance are, it's wrong to about 80% of your listenership. So just leave it alone.
Good call.
So those would I would not endorse travel to New Orleans, Carolina, or New England. I don't care how much they're paying.
What about Tampa?
Tampa's awesome. I'd still go to Tampa.
Okay, okay.
And the Buccaneers are dead last, so who cares about them? I'm not – we ain't paying to go to New Orleans. We ain't paying to go to Carolina, and the hell with New England. Matter of fact, who would want to travel to New England anyway?
Good point.
So those are the four for me. Those
okay, I like it.
Religious, political, cheating, and travel to cities that we can't stand.
When I got started in radio making like, you know, 22 grand a year, I was taking every endorsement.
You make more than that now?
23.
Okay.
I would take every endorsement they would throw at me. And I was on a top 40 station here in town. The two male hosts, they didn't need the endorsements, mm-hmm. but they wanted somebody from the morning show to endorse it. So I was like, yes, I'll do it. No lie. I did endorsements for back hair removal, proudly. I did endorsements for a weight loss center. Mm-hmm. Obviously, they did amazing results.
Mm-hmm. We'll leave that one alone.
So I even did an endorsement.
So does the word accordion apply there? You kind of squeeze in, you squeeze out, you squeeze
suck
in.
You really hard. The after picture looks legit. And I even did an endorsement for Skinny Girl Margarita.
Nice.
No.
It was a top 40 station, a heavy female listenership. The two guys didn't want to do it. They said, will you do it? And I said, are you going to pay me? Sure, no problem. Now, as I get older, I can kind of pick and choose what you want to do. But I agree with you. I won't do politics. Like, I don't live in a neighborhood. I don't live in a high-traffic street. I had a friend of mine. She wanted to put a yard sign.
Nope.
And I was like, no, sorry, it's nothing personal. I think you're a great person. I'm sure that person's a good person. But I don't need people knowing, you know, get out of my ballot box. I don't mm-hmm. need you to know what my politics are. That, and I'm not going to endorse a liquor that I can't drink. If they, let's say a martini comes to me and says, hey, listen, will you, you know, whatever martini. I'm like, no, if I'm not going to drink it, I can't lie and say, oh, this is the best martini ever.
You should lie away.
Dude, I will endorse the hell out of beer. And if I have to drink some, I'll shovel it in.
But see, it's like we do a lot of stuff with Bud Light. I have no problem because I don't mind. I'll drink a cold Bud Light or nine. Now, if we just get a moonshine company to come in here and do some endorsements, I'd be all over it.
Preacher Man, what would you endorse or not endorse?
Nobody wants me to endorse anything, so I'm good.
That's not true.
That's not true. Waterproofing. They love you.
They endorse this segment. I get nothing from it. Now, I love the company, and I appreciate the sponsorship, but I don't get anything from it.
Okay, so we know anything gun-related you would endorse.
Oh, absolutely.
Would you? What wouldn't you do? Like, is there anything that you'd say, nah, I'm good, I'm above that?
Politics and religion, you got to stay away from it. Because like you said, it doesn't matter what side you're on, you're going to offend somebody else. And it's not worth it. You got to keep it straight and narrow. I'd endorse my new Nissan that I drive.
There it is.
Quinette Place Nissan, I just bought that.
Nice.
What, Nissan what?
It's a Nissan Rogue.
You the man.
I love it.
No stick shift anymore for Paul.
I know, it's very strange. My left foot has nothing to do now because it just
chills,
no
right? Kind of like John on an escalator going up or down.
Pretty much.
So are you, in terms of your new ride, are you still backing into parking spots?
Oh, you know what? I got this backup camera on there, man.
Nice.
It's also I got a split screen because it shows like the entire car. So it shows you the entire surrounding of the car so you can see if anything's near you.
Dunn's taking good care of you, I can tell.
Upgrade.
Absolutely.
Upgrade from the 06 Nissan?
Yeah, the 06 Nissan to a 15.
Look
Nissan.
At you.
You got a 15?
Yeah.
You the man. Way to go, Preacher Man. Dude, you paid your dues in that other ride, man.
Oh, I know.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.